her?
Mr. President, I know you said never mind Rosemary, and she said bring you anyway.
Oh, I see.
That satisfactory with you?
Sure.
No.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Rose. I'm sorry about it. What I was calling about was when I got back from Camp David, and the operator had said it was a call from Don Nixon. And we've got those channeled now to Ehrlichman, you see. And so I was just calling to see if you're calling back. But you don't have to, because I got a hold of Haldeman, and he's going to.
He's going to, okay.
Yeah, because, you see, we've got to, I know this sounds good, but we've just got to keep Don away at this point.
I know.
And I've got just, well, you know, he gets into the Hughes matter and everything, but he's just got to, I think we've got to spend a year now in which we have to treat him very, very coldly, don't you think so?
That's right.
Because, or do you have any other views on it?
No, I think that's absolutely right. I think he has to be held at arm's length. He has to almost be killed, because, you know, this thing is proven now. That's been all they've done. I don't know if you had time to read those FYI comments
about Alice Whiteman. Yeah, I read
that.
So
that this thing, he has got to keep still. There is nothing, no one's answering him.
No. Well, no,
And Ehrlichman
is playing that line with him, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
But the point is, you know, that even if it were on other things, too, you know, he's, you know, you remember that bag of stuff he gave me in San Clemente. He's just got to give it.
You can't get in.
He's got to get to other. Well, he shouldn't, and it shouldn't even be mentioned that he's mentioned it to me, you know.
Right.
And he shouldn't be, you know, saying to people, I've talked to him about it, you see.
That's
so
right.
I think we've got to play this, and Haldeman Ehrlichman agrees. So,
yeah,
I think the best one to leave him with is Ehrlichman, don't you?
Yeah, the two together. They'll back each other up.
Yeah.
They'll back each other up. And
you think you should stay out of it?
Once in a while to have.
Yeah, and what about you?
Once in a while, but not often, because I think, I've done
this for
like 20 years now.
Yeah.
And I think the others are great, and then in a real cut down,
you
won't listen to either one, and maybe I can do it.
Yeah, but we've got to.
We've got to save me for those kinds of things.
Yep, yep, well, that's what I thought, and anyway, this is stuff that they were familiar with.
Yeah.
Just
well,
too damn bad, but you know. Because he's so dumb, really. He's just so dumb. You know, he wants to sue and all that. God, that's what the damned people that wrote this book want him to do.
That's what they want him to do.
That's what they want everybody to do.
Even an honest thing. It's for the purpose of trying to draw him out.
Why, sure.
They know him. They know
he's very bright.
That's right. They know that they can get through you through him rather than through
something
other people.
That's right.
So I think that's exactly right.
Yeah, we just got to silence him and keep him getting involved in things.
You know, I doubt if we're going to get back on time because
perfectly all right.
They haven't started to make any of the
sure. Fine. Well, it's okay. It's okay. Fine. No problem because Julie's here and all that.
Did you get Ray Connors?
Sure. I talked to him. Yeah, I had a nice talk.
Did he tell you they had him slapped?
Yeah, sure. I was glad I called him.
Oh, but I'm so glad.
He couldn't feel better. I made a memorandum for the private file, which I told you right, just so you can see it. But made his day, and they're all happy now.
Good.
It was interesting that he was a long-time supporter of ours.
I know. He told me that he was about so many things on it. The longer they thought about it, the more upset they got.
Got this girl, and he says, I told him I should check her, but he said, but if we'd have checked, we would have probably taken interest. When they checked, she said she'd be proud and honored to come. So,
sure.
But I said, well, it was a fix.
Oh, good. So we couldn't help
it. No, the girl wrote.
Even our check didn't show it either.
Why did we check them, too?
Sure.
I didn't know we did.
Oh, yeah.
What do we do? We check the main check?
That's it. But, you see, unless they've done something before, there's no way of catching
anything. Hmm. Well.
And also, we have very little time. If we're going to have a big group,
well, now, look,
we have to have more time.
Basically, you just check the goddamn thing. We can't check every single singer.
And
if you just got to take some
chance. No, you can do a name check on that call.
You got to, sure, you got to take some chance. Yeah.
That's right. But it's fine.
But it's all.
It's going to turn out to be a real plus.
Yeah. It is. It is for sure.
Yeah.
Well, they understand that. Well, give our best to the
kids. Yes, I don't know if I...
Yeah, we're going to have a picnic.
I didn't want to say anything, but I might. I do. I think instead of mentioning any other thing, I might mention when Don was out of service and helped you when you were at Apple Valley when she was in that cab. Would that be hard if I use that?
Sure.
Okay, because if I say anything, everything else is sort of obvious.
That's a very nice thing to say, yeah. When I was writing, wrote the chapter in the campaign.
You were doing that book, too.
I didn't know. I did the sixth chapter.
That's right.
Fine. You do that.
I might do that, because
yeah.
He and Betty were involved in that.
Right.
I got the TV thing.
I used to go over to.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Okay.